Now bumping to the music, an animated thread of purple smoke snakes upward. Gold titles appear. Walt Disney Pictures presents Aladdin.
Oh, I come from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam. Where it's flat and immense and the heat is intense. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home. When the wind's from the east and the sun's from the west and the sand in the glass is right, come on down, stop on by, hop a carpet and fly to another Arabian night. Arabian nights, like Arabian days, more often than not, are hotter than hot in a lot of good ways. Arabian nights, neat Arabian moons, a fool off his guard could fall and fall hard out there on the dune.
A short turbaned man slides off his tired camel.
Salam and good evening to you, worthy friend. Please, please, come closer.
Too close, a little too close.
There. Welcome to Agrabah, city of mystery, of enchantment.
And the finest merchandise this side of the river Jordan, on sale today. Come on down.
Look at this.
Yes.
Combination hookah and coffee maker. Also makes chili and fries. Will not break. Will not... It broke. Oh, look at this. I have never seen one of these intact before. This is the famous Dead Sea Tupperware. Listen. Ah, still good. Wait, don't go. I can see that you are only interested in the exceptionally rare. I think then you would be most rewarded to consider this.
A shiny lamp.
Do not be fooled by his commonplace appearance. Like so many things, it is not what is outside, but what is inside that counts. This is no ordinary lamp! It once changed the course of a young man's life. A young man who liked this lamp was more than what he seemed. A diamond in the rough. Perhaps you would like to hear the tale? It begins on a dark night, where a dark man waits with a dark purpose.
Now a tall man with a sinister face waits in a desert. A grimy thief arrives.
You are late.
A thousand apologies, oh patient one.
You have it then.
I had to slit a few throats, but I got it.
Half a gold scarab.
The treasure.
The tall man's parrot steals it.
Trust me, my pungent friend. You'll get what's coming to you.
What's coming to you?
Grinning with greed, the tall, bony man fits the two halves together. Shaped like a beetle, the scarab glows.
Quickly! Follow the trail!
It flies away, trailing gold dust. On horses, they chase after it. The beetle splits in half and zooms into a hill of sand, forming two glowing holes. The horses rear back as the ground quakes. The hill of sand grows into a huge lion head with glowing eyes. The lion's jaw drops open. A golden light glows in its throat.
At last, after all my years of searching, the Cave of Wonders.
Huh? Cave of Wonders?
By Allah.
Now, remember, bring me the lamp. The rest of the treasure is yours, but the lamp is mine.
He shoves the thief forward.
A lamp! A lamp!
Jeez, where'd you dig this bozo up?
The thief creeps toward the lion's gaping mouth. He peeks inside between a few teeth. A set of golden steps leads down its throat. Suddenly, the thief is blown backward.
It is I, Ghazim, the humble thief.
Know this. Only one may enter here. One whose worth lies far within. The diamond in the rough.
What are you waiting for? Go on!
Cringing, Gazim steps reluctantly into the mouth of the golden cave. High above, the lion's upper teeth rise and fall as it breathes. Gazim squeezes his eyes shut, takes one step down, and sighs with relief. The lion bites down and dissolves back into a hill.
Seek the Ankh, the diamond in the rock.
The tall man's parrot pops out from the sand.
I can't believe it. I just don't believe it. We're never gonna get a hold of that stupid lamp. Just forget it. Look at this. Look at this. I'm so ticked off that I'm molting.
Patience, Iago. Patience. Gazim was obviously less than worthy.
Oh, there's a big surprise. That's an incredible... I think I'm gonna have a heart attack and die from that surprise. What are we gonna do? We got a big problem here. A big...
Yes. Only one may enter. I must find this one, this diamond in the rough.
Daytime, a handsome young man.
Stop, thief! I'll have your hands for a trophy, street rat!
All this for a loaf of bread?
Chased by guards with swords, the young man leaps off a rooftop and onto a clothesline. He slides along, then lands in a heap covered with laundry. He reaches out and catches the bread.
There he is!
You won't get away so easy!
You think that was easy?
You two, over that way! And you, right. Follow me! We'll find him!
Morning, ladies.
Getting into trouble a little early today, aren't we, Aladdin?
Trouble? No way. You're only in trouble if you get caught.
Gotcha!
I'm in trouble.
In this time.
A monkey pulls the guard's turban over his eyes.
Perfect timing, Abu, as usual. Come on, let's get out of here.
Gotta keep one jump ahead of the bread line, one swing ahead of the sword. I steal only what I can afford. That's everything. One jump ahead of the lawmen. That's all, and that's no joke. These guys don't appreciate I'm pro.
Riff raff, straight rat,
scoundrel,
take that.
Just a little snack, guys. Gotta face the facts. You're my only friend, Abu.
Who? Oh, it's that Aladdin's hit the bottom. He's become a one-man rising crime.
I'd blame parents, except he hasn't got 'em.
Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Tell you all about it when I got the time. One jump ahead of the slow pokes. One skip ahead of my doom. Next time, gonna use a nom de plume.
There he is!
One jump ahead of the hitman. One hit ahead of the flock. I think I'll take a stroll around the block.
Stop, thief!
Vandal!
Boo! Let's not be too hasty. Gotta eat to live, gotta steal to eat. Otherwise we'd get along.
Aladdin leaves the guards in a tangled heap. A man walks across hot coals. Aladdin and Abu leapfrog safely over. The guards burn their feet. Abu grabs a sword.
He's got a sword! Hey! You idiots! We've all got swords!
The monkey drops his sword. With Abu and the bread, Aladdin jumps up a hanging rope. The guards crash into each other.
One jump ahead of the hoofbeats, one hop ahead of the hump, one trick ahead of disaster. They're quick, but I'm much faster. Here goes, better throw my hand in, wish me happy landing. All I gotta do is jump!
Aladdin grabs a rug and sails out a window. The guards follow. The guards land in a pile of warm manure. Aladdin coasts to safety with Abu. They slap each other five.
And now, esteemed Effendi, we feast, all right.
He gives Abu half of the bread, then notices two orphan children with eyes as wide as saucers, picking through garbage for food. Aladdin's shoulders sink. Scowling, Abu chomps a huge bite of bread. Aladdin smiles and brings his bread to the two children.
Here. Go on, take it.
Abu guards his own piece. Abu glances guiltily at the little boy and girl as they munch. Pouting, he gives up his bread. Now Aladdin watches as a prince, glittering with gold, rides his white horse through a crowded street.
On his way to the palace, I suppose.
Another suitor for the princess.
The orphans run into the street.
Out of my way, filthy brats!
Hey! If I were as rich as you, I could afford some manners.
Oh, I'll teach you some manners!
The prince shoves Aladdin into a puddle.
Look at that, Abu. It's not every day you see a horse with two rear ends.
You are a worthless street rat. You were born a street rat. You'll die a street rat. And only your fleas will mourn you.
The outer palace gates slam shut.
I'm not worthless. And I don't have fleas.
Frowning, he scratches his head.
Come on, Abu. Let's go home.
With his head hung low, Aladdin walks through the village streets under a dusky pink and blue sky.
Riff-raff, street rat, I don't buy that. If only they'd look closer, would they see a poor boy? No siree. They'd find out there's so much more to me.
From a crumbling tower, he gazes at the distant palace.
Someday, Abu, things are gonna change. We'll be rich, live in a palace, and never have any problems at all.
Daytime. Inside the palace, a door bursts open.
I've never been so insulted!
Prince Ahmed, you're not leaving so soon, are you?
Good luck marrying her off!
Jasmine.
The prince storms out.
Jasmine!
The white-bearded, roly-poly sultan waddles into the palace garden.
Jasmine! Oh, confounded Raja!
The sultan tries to pull a scrap of the prince's pants from the tiger's mouth.
So, this is why Prince Ahmed stormed out.
Oh, father. Raja was just playing with him.
Weren't you, Raja? You were just playing with that overdressed, self-absorbed Prince Ahmed, weren't you?
Princess Jasmine hugs her tiger. Her father frowns.
Dearest, you've got to stop rejecting every suitor who comes to call. The law says you must be married to a prince by your next birthday.
The law is wrong.
You've only got 3 more days.
Father, I hate being forced into this. If I do marry, I want it to be for love.
Jasmine, it's not only this law. I'm not going to be around forever, and, well, I just want to make sure you're taken care of, provided for.
Please, try to understand. I've never done a thing on my own. I've never had any real friends. Except you, Raja. I've never even been outside the palace walls.
But Jasmine, you're a princess.
Then maybe I don't want to be a princess anymore.
Oh, I Allah forbid you should have any daughters.
Raja looks up, confused. Princess Jasmine's large brown eyes widen with an idea. She flings open the doors of a birdcage and smiles as the birds fly out and away. Later.
I don't know where she gets it from. Her mother wasn't nearly so picky. Jafar, my most trusted advisor. I am in desperate need of your wisdom.
My life is but to serve you, my lord.
It's this suitor business. Jasmine refuses to choose a husband. I'm at my wit's end.
Ah! Wit's end!
Have a cracker, Pretty Polly. Pretty Polly.
Your Majesty certainly has a way with dumb animals. Now then, perhaps I can divine a solution to this thorny problem.
If anyone can help, it's you.
But it would require the use of a mystic blue diamond.
Oh, my ring? But it's been in the family for years.
It is necessary to find the princess a suitor. Don't worry. Everything will be fine.
The Sultan stares into the red-hot eyes of the tall man's cobra-headed staff.
Dear Jafar, whatever you need will be mine.
You are most gracious, my liege. Now, run along and play with your little toys.
Yeah. That will be pretty good.
I can't take it anymore! If I gotta choke down on one more of those moldy, disgusting crackers! Bam! Whack!
Calm yourself,
Iago.
Another
grammar on the head.
Soon
whack.
I will be Sultan, not that addle-pated twitch.
And then I stuff the crackers down his throat.
Nighttime. Looking behind her, Princess Jasmine sneaks across the palace garden, her long black hair and turquoise gemstone hidden under a plain brown shawl and dress. She starts to climb up a tree next to an outer wall and is yanked gently back.
Oh, I'm sorry, Raja. But I can't stay here and have my life lived for me. I'll miss you.
She hugs Raja's unhappy face, then climbs back up the tree. The tiger helps her up with a nudge. She peers over the wall.
Goodbye.
Raja gazes up sadly at the wall. Daytime in a colorful street market.
Okay, Abu, go!
Try this, your taste buds will dance and sing!
Abu grabs a melon.
Hey, get your paws off that. Why, you... Get away from here, you...
From above, Aladdin grabs a melon while the vendor faces Abu. On the roof.
Nice going, Abu. Breakfast is served.
Jasmine strolls through the market below.
Pretty lady, buy a pot. No finer pot in brass or silver.
Sugar dates and figs, sugar dates and pistachios.
Would the lady like a necklace? A pretty necklace for a pretty lady.
Fresh fish! We catch him, you buy him!
No, I don't think so. Oh! Excuse me.
She bumps into a fire eater. He burps fire. Aladdin notices her.
I'm really very sorry.
Wow.
She pulls her shawl back over her head. Abu waves his paws in front of Aladdin's wide eyes.
Hello.
Jasmine hands an orphan an apple.
Oh, you must be hungry. Here you go.
You'd better be able to pay for that.
Pay?
No one steals from my cart.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I don't have any money.
Thief!
Oh, please. If you let me go to the palace, I can get some from the Sultan.
Do you know what the penalty is for stealing?
No! No, please!
Oh, thank you, kind sir. I'm so glad you found her. I've been looking all over for you.
What are you doing?
Just play along.
You, know this girl?
Sadly, yes. She is my sister. She's a little crazy.
She said she knew the Whoa. Sultan.
She thinks the monkey is the Sultan.
Jasmine kneels and bows to Abu.
Oh, wise Sultan, how may I serve you?
Tragic, isn't it? But no harm done. Now come along, sis. Time to go see the doctor.
Oh, hello, doctor. How are you?
No, not that one. Come on, Sultan.
Stolen apples and jewels spill from Abu's tiny vest. He scoops them up and runs.
Come back here, you little thieves!
Now in Jafar's tower, Iago runs on a treadmill.
With all due respect, your rottenness, couldn't we just wait for a real storm?
Save your breath, Iago! Faster!
Yes, oh mighty evil one!
Lightning shoots through the Sultan's ring.
Apart sands of time. Reveal to me the one who can enter the cave.
Yes.
He sees an image of Aladdin.
There he is. My diamond in the rough.
That's him? That's a clown we've been waiting for?
Let's have the guards extend him an invitation to the palace. Shall we?
Well.
Later.
Almost there.
Aladdin helps Jasmine up onto a rooftop. She stumbles into his arms. They gaze into each other's eyes. She looks away.
I want to thank you for stopping that man.
Forget it. So, this is your first time in the marketplace, huh?
He hops to another roof with a pole.
Is it that obvious?
Well, you do kind of stand out. I mean, you don't seem to know how dangerous Agrabah can be.
She leaps over and joins him.
I'm a fast learner.
She tosses her pole at the surprised Aladdin. Abu's jaw drops in shock.
Come on, this way.
Whoa, watch your head there. Oh, be careful.
Is this where you live?
Yep, just me and Abu. Come and go as we please.
That sounds fabulous.
Well, it's not much, but it's got a great view.
The city below.
Wow, the palace looks pretty amazing, huh?
Oh, it's wonderful.
I wonder what it'd be like to live there. And have servants, and valets.
Oh, sure. People who tell you where to go and how to dress.
That's better than here. You're always scraping for food and ducking the guards.
You're not free to make your own choices.
Sometimes you feel so...
You're just... Trapped.
They turn to each other. Jasmine smiles.
So, where are you from?
What does it matter? I ran away and I am not going back.
Really? How come?
My father's forcing me to get married.
Oh, man, that's awful. Abu!
Abu reaches for her apple, then springs away angrily.
What?
Abu says, that's not fair.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, of course.
And does Abu have anything else to say?
Well, he wishes there was something he could do to help.
Abu rolls his eyes. Aladdin gazes at Jasmine.
Tell him that's very sweet.
They lean in to kiss.
Here you are!
Guards!
They're after me! They're after you? Oh, my father must have sent them to—
You trust me?
What?
Do you trust me?
Yes.
Then jump!
With Abu on his shoulder, Aladdin grabs her hand and jumps. They fall hard on the ground.
We just keep running into each other, don't we, street rat?
Run!
What are you doing?
Go, get out of here!
A guard throws Abu into a vase.
It's the dungeon for you, boy.
Hey, get off!
Let him go!
Looky here, man! A street mouse!
Unhand him! By order of the princess.
She removes her shawl.
Princess Jasmine.
The princess?
What are you doing outside the palace? And with this street rat?
That's not your concern. Do as I command. Release him.
Oh, I would, princess. Except my orders come from Jafar. You'll have to take it up with him.
Believe me, I will.
She narrows her eyes angrily. Later, the bony Jafar sneaks into a room wearing his black cape.
Jafar?
Princess.
Jafar, I'm stuck.
How may I be of service to you?
The guards just took a boy from the market, on your orders.
Oh, your father has charged me with keeping peace in Agrabah. The boy was a criminal.
What was his crime?
I can't breathe. Jafar!
Why, kidnapping the princess, of course.
He kicks Iago out the door.
He didn't kidnap me. I ran away.
Oh, dear. Oh, how frightfully upsetting. Had I but known.
What do you mean?
Sadly, the boy's sentence has already been carried out.
What sentence?
Death. By beheading.
No.
She stares ahead in shock.
I am exceedingly sorry, princess.
How could you?
She runs out of the room. Iago pushes his way in.
Ow! So, how did it go?
I think she took it rather well.
With Iago perched on his shoulder, Jafar flashes a cruel smile. Outside, Jasmine sobs by the garden fountain. Raja peers at her with concern, then nudges her tenderly.
It's all my fault, Raja.
She wipes away tears.
I didn't even know his name.
They hug. She cries into his shoulder. Now, in a dark dungeon, a red-eyed rat nibbles on a scrap of food. Our view drops past hanging chains to the bottom of the dungeon, where Aladdin sits, his wrists shackled to the stone wall. He struggles to break free.
She was the princess. I can't believe it. I must have sounded so stupid to her.
Aladdin looks up.
Abu, down here.
Abu jumps down from a high window.
Hey, come on, help me out of these.
Frowning, Abu wags his finger. He bats his eyes, pretending he is Jasmine, then pouts angrily.
Hey, she was in trouble. She was worth it.
Don't worry, Abu, I'll never see her again. I'm a street rat, remember, and there's a law. She's got to marry a prince.
Abu frees his wrists.
She deserves a prince. I'm a fool.
You're only a fool if you give up, boy.
Who are you?
A lowly prisoner like yourself. But together, perhaps we can be more.
I'm listening.
There is a cave, boy. A cave of wonders, filled with treasures beyond your wildest dreams.
A handful of red jewels.
Treasure enough to impress even your princess, I'd wager.
Jafar, can you hurry up? I'm dying in here.
The law says that only a prince can...
You've heard of the golden rule, haven't you? Whoever has the gold makes the rules.
So why would you share all this wonderful treasure with me?
I need a young pair of legs and a strong back to go in after it.
One problem. It's out there. We're in here.
Things aren't always what they seem.
The beggar shows him an opening in the wall.
So, do we have a deal?
Later, Aladdin leads Jafar's black horse across a windy desert. Jafar, disguised as the hunchback old beggar, sits on the horse. Lightning flashes in the sky. Aladdin stands before the lion cave.
Who disturbs my slumber?
It is I, Aladdin.
Proceed. Touch nothing but the lamp.
Remember, boy, first fetch me the lamp, and then you shall have your reward.
Come on, Abu.
On Aladdin's shoulders, Abu widens his eyes in fright. Aladdin enters the enormous tooth-lined mouth of the cave and walks down a long staircase with no railings. As Aladdin enters a golden room, Abu hides under his vest.
Would you look at that?
A room piled high with gold treasure.
Just a handful of this stuff would make me richer than the Sultan. Abu! Don't touch anything. We gotta find that lamp.
Barefoot, Aladdin walks over a colorful blue carpet. Abu frowns and stomps after him, his tiny hands on his hips. Behind them, the blue carpet ripples. One end arches up. The carpet flies into the air, somersaults, and sneaks up behind Abu, who stops in his tracks. As soon as he turns, the carpet lies flat on the ground. Abu takes a few steps, then spins around. Caught, the carpet rolls up and shrinks against a pile of gold coins. Abu tugs on Aladdin's pants.
Abu, will you knock it off?
Abu's eyes narrow into a frown. Behind them, the carpet tiptoes forward on its two bottom tassels. Suddenly, it leaps into the air above Abu, pokes him in the rear, then tweaks his tail. Abu's arms pinwheel into a karate chop position. The carpet removes his tiny hat, puts it on, then bows and waves one of its top two tassels.
Abu! Are you crazy?
Abu points Aladdin's head toward the frightened carpet.
A magic carpet. Come on. Come on out. We're not gonna hurt you.
The carpet jumps from behind a pile of treasure and waddles bashfully over to Abu's hat. It dusts off the hat and offers it to Abu.
Hey, take it easy, Abu. He's not gonna bite. Thanks.
Abu grabs the hat from Aladdin and shakes his fist at the carpet. Drooping sadly, the carpet walks away, dragging its tasseled feet.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't go.
The carpet turns around.
Maybe you can help us.
It leaps into the air and swirls around them.
Whoa! You see,
We're trying to find this lamp.
I think he knows where it is.
Later, the flying carpet leads them through a winding cave which glows with red light. Pointed rocks hang like icicles from the ceiling. Carpet leads them into an enormous blue cavern filled with water and points to a tower of huge rocks.
Wait here.
Aladdin leaves Abu on a ledge. Abu's eyes bug out at a nearby statue of a golden genie. It holds a huge, sparkling red jewel whose reflection glitters in Abu's eyes. Aladdin hops across the water over a path of stones and climbs a steep staircase up the tower. Carpet notices Abu inching toward the jewel, hypnotized. As Abu reaches for the jewel, Carpet grabs his tail. At the top of the tower, a beam of bright light shines down on the stone pillar. Eyes wide, Aladdin picks up the smooth, slender lamp.
This is it? This is what we came all the way down here to... Abu! No!
Infidels! You've touched the forbidden treasure! Oh, you will never again see the light!
The top of the tower explodes into flames. Rocks fall from the cavern ceiling as it trembles. Aladdin speeds down the steps, which collapse beneath his feet. He swings his arms and legs through the air and tumbles toward a sea of hot lava. Carpet scoops him up just before he hits the boiling rock. Aladdin holds on tight. They soar over splashing lava and zoom toward Abu, who leaps across a path of exploding rocks. Carpet swoops down and Aladdin grabs Abu. A tidal wave of lava swells behind them. They dodge falling rocks and bubbling lava. Leaving the cavern, Carpet races through a narrow blue tunnel as seething lava floods behind them. A huge rock hurtles toward them. Abu wraps his arms around Aladdin's face.
Abu! Abu, this is no time to panic!
Start panicking!
They almost crash into a wall, then zoom through another tunnel. Lava gushes into the room of gold. Carpet weaves through towers of fire in the burning room. The sand lion opens its jaws. They speed toward the exit, a roaring mouth. A falling rock knocks Aladdin onto a cliff of broken steps and crushes the carpet. Aladdin hangs on by his fingertips.
Help me out!
Throw me the lamp!
I can't hold on! Give me your hand!
First give me the lamp!
Aladdin hands the lamp up to the beggar Jafar, who grabs it.
Yeah! At last!
Jafar kicks Abu and grabs Aladdin's wrist.
What are you doing?
Giving you your reward.
Your eternal reward.
He raises a knife. Abu chomps on his wrist. Jafar lets go of Aladdin, then hurls Abu after him. They tumble back into the cave. Carpet pulls out from under the rock and catches them as heavy boulders fall everywhere. With a final roar, the lion bites down and dissolves back into a hill of sand. Alone in the desert, Jafar removes his disguise.
It's mine. It's all mine. What is it?
No!
No!
Nighttime at the palace. The Sultan stands at Jasmine's bedroom door.
Jasmine?
She sits with Raja.
Oh, dearest. What's wrong?
Jafar has done something terrible.
There, my dear. We'll set it right. Now, tell me everything.
Now, in an underground cave, Aladdin lies on the carpet. Abu tries to wake him. Carpet rises and sets Aladdin on his knees.
My head.
He looks at the ceiling high above.
We're trapped. That two-faced son of a jackal. Whoever he was, he's long gone with that lamp.
Abu smiles.
Why, you hairy little thief. Looks like such a beat-up, worthless piece of junk.
Hey, I think there's something written here, but it's hard to make out.
He rubs the lamp. A red laser beam shoots from the lamp. A trail of blue and red smoke spins from its spout. A huge blue genie rises from the smoke.
10,000 years will give you such a crick in the neck.
Hang on a second.
Wow! Does it feel good to be out of there? I'm telling you, nice to be back, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, where are you from? What's your name?
Aladdin.
Aladdin! Hello, Aladdin. Nice to have you on the show. Can we call you Al, or maybe just Din? Or how about Lobby? Sounds like, here, boy. Come on, Lobby.
I must have hit my head harder than I thought.
Do you smoke? Mind if I do? Oh, sorry, Cheetah. I hope I didn't singe the fur. Yo, Rugman, haven't seen you in a few millennia. Give me some tassel. Yeah, yo. Say, you're a lot smaller than my last master. Either that or I'm getting bigger. Look at me from the side. Do I look different to you?
Wait a minute. I'm your master?
That's right. He can be taught.
What would you wish of me?
Be ever impressive.
The one contained.
Often imitated.
But never duplicated.
Duplicated.
Genie of the lamp. Right here, direct from the lamp. Right here for your very much wish fulfillment. Thank you.
Whoa. Wish fulfillment?
3 wishes to be exact. An ixnay on the wishing for more wishes. That's it. 3.
One of those types.
No substitutions, exchanges, or refunds.
Now I know I'm dreaming.
Master! I don't think you quite realize what you've got here.
So why don't you just ruminate whilst I illuminate the possibilities? Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherazade had 1,000 tails. Master, you in luck, cause
up your sleeves! You got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. It's heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch, pizzazz! Y'all who and how, see, all you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say,
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order, jot it down.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
Life is your restaurant, and
I'm your melody.
Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir, we pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the Shah. Say what you wish, it's yours, true dish. About a little more baklava. As I'm a column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Mama. No.
Can your friends do this?
Can your friends do that?
Can your friends pull this out their little hat?
Can your friends go whoo?
Hey, looky here. Uh-huh.
Can your friends go abracadabra? Let it rip!
And then make the sucker disappear.
So don't you sit there like your buggy hide. I'm here to answer all your business friends. You got me bona fide certified.
You got a genie for a charge to fail.
I got a power to help you out. So what you wish, I really wanna know.
This step's 3 miles long, no doubt.
Well, all you gotta do is rub like so. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish or 2 or 3. I'm on the job.
You big nabob.
You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend.
A neon applause sign blinks over the genie's head. Carpet applause. The genie lies on his big tummy.
So what'll it be, Master?
You're gonna grant me any 3 wishes I want, right?
Almost. There are a few provisos, a couple of quid pro quos.
Like?
Rule number 1,
I can't kill anybody.
Yeah, so don't ask.
Rule number 2, I can't make anybody fall in love with anybody else. Mwah! You little punum there. Rule number 3.
I can't bring people back from the dead. It's not a pretty picture. I don't like doing it.
Other than that, you got it.
Oh.
provisos? You mean limitations on wishes? Some all-powerful genie can't even bring people back from the dead. I don't know, Abu. You probably can't even get us out of this cave. Looks like we're gonna have to find a way out of here.
Excuse me? Are you looking at me? Did you rub my lamp? Did you wake me up? Did you bring me here? And all of a sudden you're walking out on me? I don't think so. Not right now. You're getting your wishes, so sit down!
In case of emergency, the exits are here.
Anywhere!
Keep your hands and arms inside the carpet.
They soar into the night. Daytime.
Jafar, this is an outrage. If it weren't for all your years of loyal service, well, from now on, you're to discuss sentencing of prisoners with me before they are beheaded.
I assure you, Your Highness, it won't happen again.
Jasmine, Jafar, now let's put this whole messy business behind us. Please.
My most abject and humblest apologies to you as well, Princess.
At least some good will come of my being forced to marry. When I am queen, I will have the power to get rid of you.
There, now, that's nice. All settled then. Now, Jasmine, getting back to this suitor business. Jasmine? Jasmine!
If only I had gotten that lamp.
I will have the power to get rid of you.
Oh, to think we gotta keep kissing up to that chump and his chump daughter for the rest of our lives.
No, Iago. Only until she finds a chump husband.
Then she'll have us banished. Or beheaded.
Ooh. Oh, wait a minute, Jafar. What if you were the chump husband?
What?
Okay, you marry the princess, all right? And you become the sultan. Oh.
Marry the shrew. I become the sultan? The idea has merit.
Yes, merit, yes! And then we drop Papa-in-law and the little woman off a cliff. Yeah! Her splat!
I love the way your foul little mind works.
Jafar sits in the Sultan's golden throne. Now Carpet coasts to a desert island.
Thank you for choosing Magic Carpet for all your travel needs. Don't stand until the rug has come to a complete stop.
Thank you. Goodbye now. Goodbye. Goodbye. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, how about that, Mr. Doubting Mustafa?
Oh, you sure showed me. Now, about my three wishes.
Dost mine ears deceive me? Three? You are down by one more!
No, I never actually wished to get out of the cave. You did that on your own.
Oh. Well, I feel sheepish.
All right, you bad boy. But no more freebies.
Fair deal. So, three wishes. I want them to be good. What would you wish for?
Me? No one's ever asked me that before. Well, in my case, forget it.
What?
No, I can't.
Come on, tell me.
Freedom.
You're a prisoner?
It's all part and parcel, the whole genie gig.
Phenomenal cosmic powers!
Itty bitty living space.
Aw, genie, that's terrible.
But oh, to be free. Not to have to go, what do you need? What do you need? What do you need? To be my own master. Such a thing would be greater than all the magic and all the treasures in all the world. But what am I talking about? Let's get real here. It's not gonna happen. Genie, wake up and smell the hummus.
Why not?
The only way I get out of this is if my master wishes me out. So, you can guess how often that's happened.
I'll do it. I'll set you free.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
The genie sprouts a Pinocchio nose.
No, really, I promise. After I make my first two wishes, I'll use my third wish to set you free.
Well, here's hoping. All right. Let's make some magic! So how about it? What is it you want most?
Well, there's this girl.
And wrong! I can't make anybody fall in love, remember?
Oh, but Genie,
She's smart and fun and...
pretty?
Beautiful. She's got these eyes that just... and this hair. Wow. And her smile.
Ami, c'est l'amour.
But she's the princess. To even have a chance, I'd have to be... Hey, can you make me a prince?
Oh, let's see.
Chicken a la king? No. Yeah, that's King Crab.
I hate when I do that.
Caesar salad.
Et tu, Brute?
Nope.
Aha. To make a prince.
Now, is that an official wish?
Say the magic words.
Genie, I wish for you to make me a prince.
All right! Yo, yo, woo, woo, woo.
First, that fez and vest combo is much too third century. These patches, what are we trying to say? Beggar? No. Let's work with me here.
Ooh, I like it muy macho.
Now, still need something. What does it say to me? It says, mode of transportation. Excuse me, monkey boy. Aquí, over here.
Here he comes. And what better way to make your grand entrance on the streets of Agrabah than riding your very own brand new camel?
Watch out, they spit.
Not enough. Still not enough.
Oh, let's see. What do you need? What do you need?
Yes! Isalalambo shimindambo!
Talk about your trunk space. Check this action out.
Genie turns Abu into an elephant. Seeing his reflection, Abu climbs up a tree. It bends over.
Abu, you look good.
He's got the outfit.
He's got the elephant. But we're not through yet. Hang on to your turban, kid. We're gonna make you a star.
Colorful fireworks arc above the palm trees. Now the Sultan carefully builds a tower of small toy animals.
Sire, I have found a solution to the problem with your daughter.
A problem with your daughter?
Really?
Right here. If the princess is not chosen a husband by the appointed time, then the Sultan shall choose for her.
But Jasmine hated all those suitors. How could I choose someone she hates?
Not to worry, my liege. There is more. If, in the event, a suitable prince cannot be found, a princess must then be wed to... Interesting.
What? Who?
The royal vizier. Well, that would be... me.
But... I thought the law says that only a prince can marry a princess. I'm quite sure
that
I...
Desperate times call for desperate measures, my lord.
He holds out his hypnotizing staff.
Desperate measures. You will order the princess to marry me.
I will order the princess to... But you're so old.
The princess will marry me.
Princess will... Mary, what is that? Oh, that music.
The Sultan breaks away and runs to a balcony.
Jafar, you must come and see this.
A parade toward the palace.
Make way for Prince Ali.
Marching soldiers toss and catch their swords. Genie, wearing a jeweled turban, skips through the street.
Hey, clear the way in the old bazaar.
Hey, you!
Let us through, it's a bright new star. Oh, come be the first on your block to meet his eye. Make way, here he comes. Ring bells, bang the drums.
Are you gonna love this guy? Prince Ali, fabulous he, Ali Ababa. Genuflect, show some respect, down on one knee. Now try your best to stay calm. Brush up your Sunday salon. Then come and meet his spectacular coterie. Prince Ali, mighty is he, Ali Ababa. Strong as 10 regular men, definitely.
He faced the galloping hordes.
100 bad guys with swords.
Who sent those goons to their lord?
Why, Prince Ali.
Jasmine watches from her balcony.
Don't they look lovely, June? Fabulous, Harry. I love the feathers. When it comes to exotic type mammals,
has he got a zoo?
I'm telling you, it's a world-class menagerie.
Prince Ali, handsome as he, Ali Ababa. That's a zig, how can I speak? Wink at the neck.
get on out in that square. Adjust your veil and prepare to gawk and grovel and stare at Prince Ali.
Jasmine rolls her eyes and returns inside. The Sultan runs to open the front door. Jafar holds it shut. The elephant Abu kicks it open.
Heard your princess was a sight lovely to see. And that good people is why he got dialed up and dropped by.
Aladdin stands on the floating carpet and bows before the Sultan.
Splendid, absolutely marvelous.
Your Majesty, I have journeyed from afar to seek your daughter's hand.
Prince Ali Ababwa, of course, I'm delighted to meet you. This is my royal vizier, Jafar. He's delighted too.
Ecstatic. I'm afraid, Prince Abubu.
Ababwa.
Whatever. You cannot just parade in here uninvited and expect
By
to...
By Allah, this is quite a remarkable device. Oh, I don't suppose I might...
Why, certainly, Your Majesty. Allow me.
The Sultan bounces onto carpet.
Sire, I must advise against this.
Oh, but not Jafar. Learn to have a little fun.
The Sultan spins upward and zooms straight toward Abu's elephant rump.
Just where did you say you were from?
Much farther than you've traveled, I'm sure.
Try me.
The Sultan speeds over them.
Watch it! Watch it! Watch it!
Iago flaps furiously as the Sultan chases after him. Iago crashes into a column. He drops to the ground, cross-eyed.
I'm away, I'm coming to land. Jafar, watch this.
Spectacular, Your Highness.
Oh, it was lovely. Yes, I do seem to have a knack for it. This is a very impressive youth. And a prince, besides.
If we're lucky, you won't have to marry Jasmine after all.
I don't trust him, sire.
Nonsense. One thing I pride myself on, Jafar, I'm an excellent judge of character.
Oh, excellent judge? Yeah, sure. Not.
Jasmine will like this one.
And I'm pretty sure I'll like Princess Jasmine.
Your Highness, no. I must intercede on Jasmine's behalf. This boy is no different from the others. What makes him think he is worthy of the princess?
Your Majesty, I am Prince Ali Ababwa. Just let her meet me. I will win your daughter.
How dare you? All of you, standing around deciding my future? I am not a prize to be won.
Oh, dear. Don't worry, Prince Ali. Just give Jasmine time to cool down. And
I think it's time to say goodbye to Prince Abubu.
Nighttime. Jasmine stands on her balcony, high above Aladdin.
What am I gonna do? Jasmine won't even let me talk to her. I should have known I couldn't pull off this stupid prince wish.
Abu tries to peel a banana with his elephant feet. It splats in his eye.
So move.
Genie plays chess with carpet.
Hey. That's a good move.
I can't believe it. I'm losing to a rug.
Genie, I need help.
All right, Sparky, here's the deal. If you want to court the little lady, you gotta be a straight shooter. Do you got it?
What?
Tell her the
truth!
No way! If Jasmine found out I was really some crummy street rat, she'd laugh at me.
A woman appreciates a man who can make her laugh.
Al, all joking aside, you really ought to be yourself.
Hey, that's the last thing I want to be. Okay, I'm gonna go see her. I gotta be smooth, cool, confident. How do I look?
Like a prince.
Aladdin rides carpet up past the palace towers toward Jasmine's balcony. She rests inside, staring at the floor. Raja lies beside her.
Princess Jasmine?
From the balcony.
Who's there?
It's me, Prince Ali.
Prince Ali Ababwa.
I do not want to see you.
No, no, please, please, Princess, give me a chance.
Just leave me alone.
Down, can you?
So how's our little beau doing?
Oh, mouse.
Aladdin waves his turban at Raja. Jasmine's eyes widen.
Down, can you?
Wait, wait. Do I know you?
No. No.
You remind me of someone I met in the marketplace.
The marketplace? I have servants who go to the marketplace for me.
A bee flies by Aladdin's ear.
I even have servants who go to the marketplace for my servants, so it couldn't have been me you met.
No. I guess not.
Enough about you, Casanova. Talk about her.
Huh?
She's smart, fun. The hair, the eyes, anything. Pick a feature.
Princess Jasmine, you're very...
Wonderful, magnificent, glorious, punctual.
Punctual?
Punctual.
Sorry.
Beautiful.
Nice recovery.
I'm rich, too, you know.
Yeah.
The daughter of a sultan.
I know.
A fine prize for any prince to marry.
Right. A prince like me.
Wine.
Right. A prince like you. And every other stuffed shirt, swaggering peacock I've met.
Mayday!
The bee is Genie.
Just what? Go jump off a balcony.
What?
Stop her! Want me to sting her?
Buzz off.
Okay, fine. But remember, be yourself.
Yeah, right.
What?
You're right. You aren't just some prize to be won. You should be free to make your own choice. I'll go now.
No!
What?
How are you doing that?
It's a magic carpet.
It's lovely.
You don't want to go for a ride, do you? We could get out of the palace, see the world.
Is it safe?
Sure. Do you trust me?
What?
Do you trust me?
He offers his hand. She recognizes him.
Yes.
She takes his hand and hops on. Carpet leaps forward. Jasmine wraps her arms around Aladdin. Raja stares at them as they soar higher. Carpet takes them out of the palace and over the village.
I can show you the world. Shining, shimmering, splendid. Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide? I can open your eyes, take you wonder by wonder, over, sideways, and under, on a magic carpet ride, a whole new world. Fantastic point of view. No one to tell us no, or where to go, or say we're only dreaming.
A whole new world, a dazzling place I never knew. But when I'm way up here, it's crystal clear that now I'm in a whole new world with you.
Now I'm in a
I'm like a shooting star. I've come so far. I can't go back to where I used to be and return a surprise.
With new horizons,
every moment red letter.
I'll chase them anywhere. There's time to spare. Let me share this whole new world with you. A whole new world.
Oh,
China. As fireworks explode overhead, Aladdin, Jasmine, and Carpet watch a dragon dance outside a palace.
It's all so magical.
Yeah.
It's a shame Abu had to miss this.
Nah, he hates fireworks. He doesn't really like flying either. Oh, no.
You are the boy from the market. I knew it. Why did you lie to me?
Jasmine, I'm sorry.
Did you think I was stupid?
No.
That I wouldn't figure it out?
No, I hoped you wouldn't. No, that's not what I meant.
Who are you? Tell me the truth.
The truth? The truth? The truth is, I sometimes dress as a commoner, to escape the pressures of palace life.
Carpet droops with frustration.
But I really am a prince.
Why didn't you just tell me?
Well, you know, royalty going out into the city in disguise. I mean, it sounds a little strange, don't you think?
Not that strange.
She playfully flicks the sagging purple feather on his turban, then rests her head against his shoulder and closes her eyes. Aladdin looks up at the star-filled sky. Later, thousands of miles away, Carpet swoops to Jasmine's balcony and bends into stairs. Jasmine steps down, then leans over her balcony. Aladdin stands on the carpet a few feet below.
Good night, my handsome prince.
Sleep well, princess.
Carpet lifts him suddenly upward. Their eyes widen with surprise as they kiss, then close as the kiss continues. She returns inside. Aladdin watches her with a dreamy gaze. She pauses at her see-through bedroom curtain, turns, and smiles at him. She goes inside. At the edge of the balcony, Aladdin grins dopily.
Yes!
He falls backward with joy. Carpet catches him and takes him to ground.
For the first time in my life, things are starting to go right.
The guards grab Aladdin. They gag him. Abu hangs in a tree net. The guards shackle Aladdin's wrists and ankles. One guard ties Carpet around a tree.
I'm afraid you've worn out your welcome, Prince Abu.
Make sure he's never found.
A guard knocks him out. They drop Aladdin from a cliff. He plunges into the ocean with a heavy iron ball chained to his ankles. He struggles to pull free as he sinks deeper and deeper. The heavy iron ball settles on the ocean floor. Eyes wide, Aladdin tries to pull free. The lamp lands on a slope a few feet away. Aladdin jerks his body toward it, but the ball only budges a few inches. With a final yank, Aladdin's eyes close. His body sinks to the bottom of the slope. The lamp slides down and accidentally rubs against Aladdin's hands, bound behind his back.
Never fails. You get in the bath and there's a rub at the lamp. Hello?
Al? Al! Kid! Snap out of it! Oh, you can't cheat on this one. I can't help you unless you make a wish. You have to say, Genie, I want you to save my life. Got it? Okay.
Come on, Aladdin!
Genie shakes him.
I'll take that as a yes.
Genie transforms into a submarine and drags Aladdin upward. They shoot out of the water.
Don't you scare me like that.
Genie,
They hug.
Thanks, Genie.
Oh, Al. I'm getting kind of fond of you, kid. Not that I want to pick out curtains or anything.
Now at the palace.
Jasmine?
Oh, Father. I just had the most wonderful time. I'm so happy.
You should be, Jasmine. I have chosen a husband for you. You will wed Jafar.
You're speechless, I see. A fine quality in a wife.
I will never marry you. Father, I choose Prince Ali.
Prince Ali left.
Better check your crystal ball again, Jafar.
Prince Ali!
How in the hell?
Tell him the truth, Jafar. You tried to have me killed.
What ridiculous nonsense, Your Highness. He is obviously lying.
Obviously lying.
Father, what's wrong with you?
I know what's wrong.
Aladdin breaks Jafar's cobra staff.
Oh, my.
Your Highness, Jafar's been controlling you with this.
What? Jafar? You traitor!
Your Majesty, all this can be explained.
Guards!
Well, that's it. We're dead. Forget it.
Jafar spies the lamp and grins wickedly.
Jafar, at once!
This is not done yet, boy!
Jafar disappears in a cloud of red smoke.
Lightning! Search everywhere!
Jasmine, are you all right?
Oh, yes.
Jafar, my most trusted counselor, plotting against me all this time. This is horrible, just horrible. How will I ever...
Can this be true? My daughter has finally chosen a suitor. Ha-ha! Praise Allah! You brilliant boy. Oh, I could kiss you. I won't. I'll leave that to my... But you two will be wed at once. And yes, and you'll be happy and prosperous. And then you, my boy, will become Sultan.
Sultan?
Yes, a fine, upstanding youth such as yourself, a person of your unimpeachable moral character, is exactly what this kingdom needs.
Now in Jafar's tower.
We gotta get out. I gotta start packing, Your Highness. Only essentials. We gotta travel light. Bring the guns, the weapons, the knives. And how about this picture? I don't know. I think I'm making a weird face in it.
Oh, boy.
He's cracked. He's gone nuts. Jafar, get a grip. Good grip.
Prince Ali is nothing more than that ragged urchin Aladdin.
He has the lamp, Iago.
By that miserable...
But you are going to relieve him of it.
Me?
Later, Aladdin stares out over the palace garden.
Sultan? They want me to be Sultan?
Huzzah!
Hail the conquering hero!
Head lowered, Aladdin walks inside.
Aladdin! You've just won the heart of the princess. What are you going to do next?
Aladdin frowns with concern and flops onto his bed.
Psst, your line is, I'm going to free the genie. Anytime. Genie, I can't.
Sure you can. You just go,
Genie, I wish you free.
I'm serious! Look, I'm sorry, I really am, but they want to make me Sultan. No, they want to make Prince Ali Sultan. Without you, I'm just Aladdin.
Hell, you won!
Because of you! The only reason anyone thinks I'm worth anything is because of you! What if they find out I'm not really a prince? What if Jasmine finds out? I'd lose her. Genie, I can't keep this up on my own. I can't wish you free.
Fine, I understand. After all, you've lied to everyone else. Hey, I was beginning to feel left out. Now, if you'll excuse me, Master.
Genie shrinks back inside the lamp.
Genie, I'm really sorry. Well, fine! Then just stay in there! What are you guys looking at?
Abu's mouth turns down sadly. Carpet hides behind him.
Look, I'm sorry, Abu. I'm sorry. I didn't. Wait. Come on.
Abu leaves, followed by Carpet.
What am I doing? Genie's right. I gotta tell Jasmine the truth.
Ali, oh Ali, will you come here?
Here goes. Jasmine, where are you?
Out in the menagerie. Hurry.
I'm coming.
Iago imitates Jasmine's voice.
You got a problem, Pinky?
Iago swats a flamingo, then steals the lamp from Aladdin's room.
Boy, Jafar's gonna be happy to see you.
Excellent work, Iago.
Ah, go on.
No, really, on a scale of 1 to 10, you are an 11.
Oh, Jafar, you're too kind. I'm embarrassed. I'm blushing.
Later.
People of Agrabah, my daughter has finally chosen a suitor. He is a man
Jasmine?
Ali, where have you been?
Jasmine? There's something I gotta tell you.
The whole kingdom has turned out for Father's announcement.
No, but Jasmine, listen to me, please. You don't understand. Just good luck.
Oh, boy. Aladdin smiles nervously and waves above in Jafar's tower.
Oh, look at them cheering that little pipsqueak.
Let them cheer.
You know, Al, I'm getting really...
I don't think you're him.
Tonight, the part of Al will be played by a tall, dark, and sinister ugly man.
I am your master now.
Don't afraid of that.
Genie, grant me my first wish. I wish to rule on high as Sultan!
The sky darkens. Smoke spirals above the palace as its roof breaks away.
Where's my sword?
The Sultan floats into the air. His clothes magically come off and spin around him. Jafar's black cape becomes the Sultan's white outfit.
Jafar, you vile betrayer!
That Sultan vile betrayer to you!
Oh yeah? We'll just see about that.
Find us keepers, Abu.
The genie, now bigger than a skyscraper, reaches down and lifts the entire palace from the ground. Carpet soars up and catches Aladdin, who jumps off the palace balcony. The muscular dark blue genie's eyes glow white.
Genie! No!
Sorry, kid. I got a new master now.
I order you to stop!
Ah, but there's a new order now. My order. Finally, you will bow to me.
We will never bow to you.
Why am I not surprised?
If you won't bow before a sultan, then you will cower before a sorcerer! My second wish. I wish to be the most powerful sorcerer in the world!
Genie, stop!
Ladies and gentlemen, a warm hand of our welcome for Sorcerer Jafar!
Now, where were we? Ah, yes. Abject humiliation!
Under his spell, Jasmine and the Sultan bow.
Envoy.
He turns Raja into a kitten.
Oh, Princess, there's someone I'm dying to introduce you to.
Jafar, get your hands off
him! Prince Ali, yes, it is he, but not as you know him. Read my lips and come to grips with reality. Yes, meet a blast from your past, whose lies were too good to last. Say hello to your precious Prince Ali!
Or should we say, Aladdin?
Ali!
Jasmine. What? I tried to tell you, I'm just...
So Ali turns out to be merely a lantern. Just a calm, need I go on, take it from me. His personality flaws give me adequate cures to send him packing on a one-way trip so his prospects take a terminal dip. His assets frozen, the venue chosen is the ends of the earth.
Palace tower with Aladdin and the monkey Abu inside sails through the sky and lands at the snowy end of the earth. The tower's onion-shaped top breaks off as it rolls toward the edge of a cliff. Icy winds whip around Aladdin knee-deep in snow. He spies Abu's hat.
Abu! Abu!
He notices a small shivering pile of snow.
Oh, this is all my fault. I should have freed the genie when I had the chance. Abu! Are you okay? I'm sorry, Abu. I made a mess of everything. Somehow. I gotta go back and set things right.
Abu, now a monkey, huddles in Aladdin's vest. Trudging through the snow, Aladdin suddenly steps on the frozen carpet.
Carpet?
Carpet is caught under the enormous tower. Aladdin tries to pull it out.
Abu, start digging! That's it?
Aladdin looks up. The tower begins to roll straight toward them. He grabs Abu and backs up, almost to the edge of the cliff. Aladdin dives into the snow just as the tower window rolls over them. The tower falls off the end of the earth. They sit up in the snow, unhurt.
Yeah!
Kid! Abu faints. Carpet, now free, scoops them up.
Now, back to Agrabah! Let's go!
Now in Jafar's darkened palace, up on a hill.
Pumping through the water, Cracker! Here! Here! Cracker! Shove him all the way down your throat! Here! Have lots of...
Stop it! Jafar, leave him alone!
It pains me to see you reduced to this, Jasmine. A beautiful desert bloom such as yourself should be on the arm of the most powerful man in the world.
What do you say, my dear?
Why, with you is my queen.
Never!
I'll teach you some respect!
He raises his fist.
Now, genie, I have decided to make my final wish. I wish for Princess Jasmine to fall desperately in love with me.
She shrinks back in horror. Meanwhile, Aladdin, Abu, and Carpet zoom toward the dark palace.
Master, there are a few addendums, some quid pro quo.
Don't talk back to me, you big blue lout!
Jasmine sees Aladdin. He motions for silence.
What are you to do, slave?
Jafar. I never realized how incredibly handsome you are.
Genie's jaw drops.
That's better. Now, pussycat, tell me more about myself.
You're tall.
While Jasmine distracts Jafar, Genie watches in shock as Aladdin jumps behind a drape.
Ow! Ow, little buddy!
Shh!
Genie zips his own mouth shut.
Hello. I can't help you. I work for Senior Psychopath now. What are you gonna do?
I'm a street rat, remember? I'll improvise.
Aladdin skates down a pile of gold coins, then hides behind another.
Go on.
And your beard is so...
She beckons Aladdin.
Twisted.
Aladdin creeps toward the lamp. Iago sees him.
Jafar!
And... the street rat.
What street rat?
Abu and Iago wrestle. Aladdin reaches for the lamp. Jafar spins around. Jasmine grabs him and kisses his lips. Aladdin freezes in shock.
That was...
He sees Aladdin's reflection in her crown.
You! How many times do I have to kill you, boy?
Jafar shoves Jasmine to the ground. Aladdin charges toward him.
Get the lamp!
Jasmine runs.
Now! Princess, your time is up!
Jafar magically traps her inside a sand-filled hourglass.
Jasmine!
Sand begins to cover her.
Oh, nice shot, Jafar!
Jafar turns Abu into a toy.
Don't toy with me!
Abu!
Things are unraveling fast now, boy.
Carpet unravels into a pile of thread.
Get the point?
A long row of swords.
I'm just getting warmed up.
Jafar blows a ring of fire around Aladdin.
Are you afraid to fight me yourself, you cowardly snake?
A snake, am I? Perhaps you'd like to see how snake-like I can be.
Jafar transforms into a huge cobra snake, hundreds of feet high. The ring of fire becomes his black and red body. He snaps his poisonous jaws at Aladdin, flicks his forked tongue, then strikes again. Aladdin slashes at him with a sword.
Frickum, rackum, rackum, rake, stick that sword into that snake!
You stay out of this.
Jafar, he's our man. If he can't do it...
Great!
Jafar knocks Aladdin's sword away.
Aladdin!
He grabs his sword. The snake Jafar lunges for him and punches a hole in a wall. Aladdin stabs Jafar in the tail. Aladdin rushes inside.
Jasmine, hang on!
Jafar encircles him with his thick tail.
Little fool. You thought you could defeat the most powerful being on Earth.
Squeeze him, Jafar. Squeeze him like a...
Without the genie, boy, you're nothing.
The genie has more power than you'll ever have.
What?
He gave you your power. He could take it away.
Al, what are you doing? Why are you bringing me into this?
Face it, Jafar. You're still just second best.
You're right. His power does exceed my own. But not for long.
The boy is crazy. He's a little punch drunk. One too many hits with a snake.
Slave! I make my third wish. I wish to be an all-powerful genie!
The sand fills up around Jasmine.
All right. Your wish is my command.
Way to go, Al.
Jafar's snake body grows into a gigantic devilish red genie with black talons and glowing yellow eyes. Aladdin smashes the hourglass.
The absolute power!
What have you done?
Trust me!
The universe is mine to command, to control!
Not so fast, Jafar! Aren't you forgetting something? You wanted to be a genie? You got it! And everything that goes with it!
Jafar is sucked into a black lamp.
No!
I'm getting out of here!
Phenomenal cosmic powers!
Come on, you're the genie! I love freedom!
Itty bitty living space. Hell, you little genius, you.
Abu changes from a toy back into a monkey. Carpet's thread weaves back into a rug. Jasmine helps the Sultan up. Raja turns back into a tiger. The palace brightens.
Get your blasted beak out of my face!
Oh, shut up, you moron!
Don't tell me to shut up!
Allow me. 10,000 years in a cave of wonders ought to chill him out!
Genie sends the black lamp hurtling toward the distant desert. Jasmine takes Aladdin's hand. They gaze at each other.
Jasmine? I'm sorry I lied to you about being a prince.
I know why you did.
Well, I guess this is goodbye.
Oh, that stupid law. This isn't fair. I love you.
Al, no problem. You still got one wish left. Just say the word and you're a prince again.
But Genie, what about your freedom?
Hey, it's only an eternity of servitude. This is love. Al, you're not gonna find another girl like her in a million years. Believe me, I know. I've looked.
Jasmine, I do love you, but I gotta stop pretending to be something I'm not.
I understand.
Genie, I wish for your freedom.
One bona fide prince pedigree coming up. What?
Genie, you're free.
Blue smoke spills from the lamp's spout. A sparkling pink whirlwind surrounds Genie's belly and arms. Aladdin and Jasmine watch in amazement as the genie's metal wristbands fall free. The lamp stops glowing and falls to the ground. Genie picks up the lamp and gazes at it.
I'm free.
I'm free. Quick. Wish for something outrageous. Say, I want the Nile. Wish for the Nile. Try that.
I wish for the Nile.
No way! Oh, does that feel good? Oh, I'm free! I'm free at last! I'm hitting the road. I'm off to see the world.
As he glances down at Aladdin, his smile fades sadly.
Genie, I'm gonna miss you.
Me too, Al. No matter what anybody says, you'll always be a prince to me.
They hug.
That's right. You've certainly proven your worth as far as I'm concerned. It's that law that's the problem.
Father?
Well, am I Sultan or am I Sultan? From this day forth, the princess shall marry whoever she deems worthy.
Him, I choose you, Aladdin.
Call me Al.
Oh, all of you, come over here. Big group hug. Ooh. Do you mind if I kiss the monkey? Ooh, hairball.
Well, I can't do any more damage around this popsicle stand. I'm out of here! Bye-bye, you two crazy lovebirds!
Hey, Rugman!
Ciao! I'm history! No, I'm mythology! Nah, I don't care what I am! I'm free!
He soars away. Nighttime.
A whole new world.
As fireworks explode, Jasmine and Aladdin kiss. Carpet takes them above the clouds and toward the bright yellow moon. The words, "The End," appear beneath the moon, which turns around with Genie's face.
Made you look.
This program has been described for blind and visually impaired audiences by Descriptive Video Service, WGBH Boston. Described by Nancy Baker. Descriptions read by Wendy Sacchichini. For a complete listing of DVS programs and services, call toll-free 1-800-333-1203. Credits roll. Original score by Alan Menken. Co-produced by Donald W. Ernst. Songs by Howard Ashman and Alan Menken. Alan Menken and Tim Rice. Screenplay by Ron Clements and John Musker. Ted Elliott and Terry Rossio. Produced and directed by John Musker and Ron Clements. Co-producer Amy Pell. Production designer R.S. van der Wender. Art director Bill Perkins. Editor H. Lee Peterson. Artistic supervisors, story by Ed Gombert. Background by Kathy L. Terry. Artistic coordinator Dan Hansen. Production manager Alice Dewey. Story by Bernie Mattinson, Roger Allers, Don Yips, Kevin Harkey, Sue Nichols, Francis Glebus, Daryl Rooney, Larry Lecker, James Fuji, Kirk Hansen, Kevin Lima, Rebecca Reese, David S. Smith, Chris Sanders, Brian Pimentel, Patrick A. Ventura. Voices: Scott Weinger as Aladdin, Robin Williams as Genie, Linda Larkin as Jasmine, Jonathan Freeman as Jafar, Frank Wellner as Abu, Gilbert Gottfried as Iago, Douglas Seal as Sultan, Aaron Blaise as Raja, Kathy Zielinski as Jafar as Beggar and Snake, T. Daniel Hotstedt as Kazim and Ahmed, Phil Young and Chris Wall as guards, Scene Planning Supervisor Ann Tucker, Associate Editor Mark A. Hester, Pre-Production Story Development Howard Ashman, Linda Wolverton, and Gary Truesdale, Production Administrator Suzanne Visotsky, Assistant Production Manager, Editorial, Chip Washabaugh. Assistant to the Producers, Lisa M. Smith. Production Secretary, Francis P. Benham. Florida Production Secretary, Barbara J. Poirier. Casting by Albert Tavares. Songs arranged by Alan Menon and Danny Troob. Song and score orchestrations by Danny Troob. Vocal arrangements by David Friedman. Music conducted by David Friedman. Additional orchestrations by Michael Starobin. Supervising Music Editor, Kathleen Bennett. Music editing, Segway Music. Music recorded and mixed by Bruce Botnick. Additional recording and mixing by Michael Farrell. Orchestra contractors, New York, Emil Charlotte. Los Angeles, Ken Watson. Supervising copyist, Dominic Fidelibus. Arabian Nights, music by Alan Menken. Lyrics by Howard Ashman. Performed by Bruce Adler. One Jump Ahead, music by Alan Menken. Lyrics by Tim Rice. Performed by Brad Kane. Friend Like Me, music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Howard Ashman, performed by Robin Williams. A Whole New World, music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Tim Rice, performed by Leah Salonga and Brad Kane. Prince Ali, music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Howard Ashman, performed by Robin Williams, produced by Alan Menken. Prince Ali Reprise, music by Alan Menken, lyrics by Tim Rice, performed by Jonathan Freeman, produced by Alan Menken and Tim Rice. End title duet, A Whole New World, Aladdin's Theme. Performed by Regina Bell and Peebo Bryson. Produced by Walter Afanasieff. Arranged by Walter Afanasieff and Robbie Buchanan. Regina Bell and Peebo Bryson perform courtesy of Columbia. Sound effects by Mark Mangini, Weddington Productions Incorporated. Sound editors Teresa Ecton, Ron Bartlett, Donald Flick, Mary Ruth Smith, and Clayton Collins. Special sound effects by John Pospisil. Dialogue editors Kurt Schulke and Jim Melton. Original dialogue recording Doc Kane. Dubbing recordist Dennis Blackerby. Additional voices Charlie Adler, Jack Angel, Corey Burton, Philip Clark, Jim Cummings, Jennifer Darling, Debbie Derryberry, Bruce Gooch, Jerry Hauser, Vera Lockwood, Sherry Lynn, Mickey McGowan, Patrick Penny, Phil Proctor. Special thanks to the Octagon Wildlife Sanctuary, Punta Gorda, Florida. Copyright 1992, The Walt Disney Company, all rights reserved. Soundtrack available on cassette and compact disc from Walt Disney Records. Distributed by Buena Vista Pictures Distribution Incorporated. Now, Now a shimmering point of white light grows into the outline of a castle and draws an arch above it. A logo appears, Walt Disney Pictures.